Very well,
yes,
mommy.
Thank you so much.
No, Holly,
thanks
we miss
for letting
you.
Me.
All right, everybody, go around the room and say bye. We get up out of here.
Hey, everybody. I am out of here. Tonight, I'll be at the Laugh Factory, and y'all can find me all social media, MrSnaggerPussComedy.com.
It just hurts when he's talking. Then. You never know what's coming out. What you got, Mom?
Hey, everybody. Check out the Jampin' Drum Show. Sorry, you caught me off guard. I thought Courtney was Nick.
What's up, you guys? Thank you for listening. I'm Courtney Black. You can find me at CourtneyBlackComedy.com. Hey. See you next week.
All right, everybody. We'll be right here with more countdown, more fun, more laughs, all that and more right here on the James Brown Radio Show, where we count down the top 10 songs in the country next week.
Watch out there now. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, they turned around and hit you with another one. Jay Spivey presents another gigantic gospel concert. Gigantic gospel concert. Featuring Pastor Smokey Norfolk. Vashawn Mitchell. Wes Morgan. Myron Butler, Jonathan McReynolds, Ernest Pugh, and Jay Spivey Productions Mass Choir, and hosted by Jonathan Slocum. April 9th at World Harvest Outreach Church. Get your tickets now at TicketWeb.com. Call them at 866-468-7621. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, they hit you with another one. It's the Gigantic Gospel Concert, featuring Pastor Smokey Norfolk, Vashawn Mitchell, Jonathan McReynolds, Ernest Pugh, Wes Morgan, Myron Butler, and Jay Spivey Productions Mass Choir. April 9th at World Harvest Outreach Church. Get your tickets now at TicketWeb.com. Call them at 866-468-7621.
Amazing things happen with KMAZ Houston, 102.5 LPFM.
Hey, everybody, this is Joy Sewing with my co-host Todd Ramos.
Hello.
Join us every Saturday, noon to 1 p.m. for The Joyful Life. Hey.
We will be bringing you fashion, fitness, food, music, girl, everything we love.
That's Saturdays at noon right here on Amazing 102.5 FM.
Download the free app today.
The owners and associates of KMAZ, Amazing 102.5 FM, take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the host of this talk show or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of this radio station.
Hey, welcome to The Joyful Life on 102.5 FM, the amazing 102.5 FM with my co-host Todd Ramos. Welcome back, Todd.
Hello, Joy. Hello, everybody.
Hey, so you had a little break from us, although you called in last week. So.
Yes, I did. You got me via phone.
Okay, you were like on vacation.
I wish. I was doing a fashion event and giving my fashion senses to Dallas.
Oh, good. Good. We like when you call in. It was kind of fun.
It was. I missed you guys.
I know. Well, welcome back. We have a great show today. We are talking with, I had actually a quick interview with Felicia Rashad.
The original,
the iconic, Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show, if you all recognize that
Houstonian.
Show. A Houstonian. And she was in town this weekend for a guest support appearance with the Houston Symphony. She's doing narrating one of their performances.
Wow.
Yeah, so she came home for
that. That's pretty cool. The symphony.
I know. Very cool. And so I had a little chance to talk with her, and we'll air some of that interview today.
I'm excited.
I know. I'm excited.
I want to hear all about her.
I know. And then we have Miss Denise Lee. She's on her way in, stuck in Houston traffic. She'll get here soon.
I've been there many times.
So Denise is founder of Anime Matsuri, which is one of the largest Japanese anime conventions in the country.
Oh, God. I want to go.
Okay, yeah, you have to go. I've been a couple of times. So if you don't know what Japanese anime is in terms of fashion and costumes and everything, she will fill you in on all the details, and you have to stick with us because it's very, very interesting.
It's amazing.
It is.
True talent.
It is. And what's even more interesting is that when I went to the convention the last 2 years, it was a small minority of people who were Asian who were dressed up. It was mostly, you know, other people. I was like, wow.
You see a lot of stereotypes.
Even some little girls of color were out
there.
We had
some sisters up in the house. Okay.
I was like, wow.
I want to be a superhero.
There you go.
Serious. Super tired.
I know. So Denise will be here a little bit later, and she also has a blog called J Fashionista, and it's Japanese-inspired fashion. So she's going to talk about that. And then we have a call-in by Miss Erica Millette. She is based in Dallas, and she started this thing called the Conscious Couture Resale Event. And basically, she gathers people. She done it in Dallas, had key people in Dallas open their closets and bring in their kind of things that they want to get rid of and sell them for a great cause. And this, she's doing it here in Houston next Saturday. She's picked several people like myself and Chloe Dow to open our closets and share a little, and it all goes back to help human trafficking.
Yes, which is much needed. Yeah. We're number one in the country for human trafficking.
I know. So it's a great call. She'll be on the line later later in the show to talk about that. So before we get into all of our guests, we have some hot topics.
Okay.
Hot toddy.
Okay. What is making people talk?
Okay. All right. So we know that United Airlines has this big thing about leggings on in flight. And you remember this it was earlier this week. And basically there were a couple of young ladies who were teenage girls who were couldn't go on their flight because they were wearing leggings. Now, I didn't see the picture. I don't know what they were. How bad?
Was it a citation?
But apparently they went on to social media, and United Airlines kind of took back their actions and said that they were was okay, or I'm not really sure. But here's the issue. Are leggings okay or not okay outside of the gym? Mm.
I know. Being leggings for yoga, it's more athletic wear, and it's become a basic, but
I don't know. I don't mind when I go to the grocery store, and I was in the grocery store on Friday, and there was just a slew of young ladies in leggings. Well, they just come back from the gym. But to see them at the airport getting on an airplane?
Yeah, but you're traveling. You want to be comfortable. I almost can see both. Get some, at the same time, you don't want to see stuff that shouldn't be seen in with leggings. And
And sometimes you see you can see through them and see all the.
And it's just like a layer. Yeah. It's not supposed to be meant as a main piece.
Yeah. So you say no to leggings in public. Come on, Todd.
I'm a little mixed about this, just because I think that it should be. It's an athletic piece. You could wear it when you're working out. Should you wear it as a main piece in an airport? No. Why? Because there can be major violations and things be where they shouldn't be. It's just like short shorts with girls, cheeks hanging out.
And I get the whole athleisure movement, and I think you can do it very tastefully.
Yeah.
But just to have leggings on and a t-shirt or whatever, flip-flops, that kind of stuff, and traveling, I think, you need to kind of put on,
something maybe a little bit not so confined, like a sweatpant. So you won't see all the business. So, well, it that's a fine line there for the, and they probably needed to back up and back down from that. But at the same time,
you've been on airplanes and you see how people dress, and you're like, really? Did you really leave your house looking like that and got on a plane?
Well, please, people take off their shoes on a plane. I'd rather not smell something and see something. I'm just saying. Sometimes your eyes can hurt from seeing something too.
All right. Speaking of clothing, there is a line of jeans that's coming out. They cost about $230, and they are supposed to get rid of cellulite.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So the idea is that there are these tiny biocrystals embedded into the fabric, and they absorb your body heat, then transfer the heat waves back to you for a constant skin stimulation.
Hmm.
So it's supposed to give you a smoother look all the lumps and bumps from the cellulite are supposed to kind of smooth out.
Wow. If that really works, let's make a whole collection. And it would be sell like crazy.
Oh, my God, wouldn't it?
Think about it. You put cellulite or the material in itself, I mean, a whole suit.
Yes.
A bodysuit or a men's suit or a women's suit or...
I know, but do you really believe that this is going to happen? That happens?
Well...
These are jeans that are supposed to get rid of cellulite. Really?
Well, you know, how long does it take?
I don't know.
That would be like, is that part of the study?
Or maybe they give you you buy the jeans and it has a booklet of diet stuff too?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, cellulite, you just...
I would have to look at the studies on that because I don't know if that would really work. But if it does, boy, talk about an invention.
Oh, I know.
Because women are the main purchase. And can you imagine?
Yeah. And, you know, but it's hard to think. Everybody wants a quick fix.
Yes.
Everybody wants a quick pill. Everybody wants overnight their cellulite to be gone.
Yeah, you buy the jeans, you're not going to be gone by Monday if you get them on Friday for the night.
This is interesting.
Well, I'd be curious to see what the statistics research was on that and how long it took.
I agree. Okay, so, you know, we've been talking about how the fashion industry has really kind of seemed to be more embracing people of all different types of abilities and sizes. Well, there was
in color, diversity.
There was a fashion show in Moscow for Moscow Fashion Week, and they featured models in wheelchairs, completely in wheelchairs on the runway.
Yay for them!
I thought it was a wonderful way to kind of celebrate people of all different abilities.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they looked amazing.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. It's just, you would like, I want to see more of that.
Well, at least incorporate one of everyone in something, you know, and someone who can't walk wants to look just as good.
Yeah.
And can be looking fabulous too.
Very
so,
good.
You know, a little... There's a need for everything and for everybody. Yeah. So I think that was really cool that they are making it conscientious and aware and incorporating that. That's very much that's a really neat thing.
I think so, too.
I think every designer should do something like that.
I agree. All right. So on to travel. Condé Nast has picked 18 cities, the most underrated cities in the U.S.,
Dun, 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 I know. Is Houston on that?
No, actually, Houston wasn't on the list.
And good. We're not underrated.
We're overrated. Stop moving to Houston.
No. Come. Visit.
Yeah, but you know, all that traffic. That's why we have all the everybody.
We're just crammed inside the loop here.
All right, so Condé Nast Traveler has picked 18 cities, the most underrated cities, and those in the list includes Oakland.
Okay.
Birmingham.
Alabama.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Salt Lake City.
Okay, Utah.
And San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio is completely.
Yeah, San Antonio was the only Texas city on the list.
I see it underrated like that. And it's actually on the top fastest growing economies in the United States.
Really?
Well, it's Houston. I mean, Texas cities, Dallas, Austin, and Houston are on the top list right nationwide. Texas is doing really well, but San Antonio has always been underrated.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
It really
is.
The Riverwalk.
Christmas with the lights.
I know. They have a fiesta, their fiesta celebration.
Yes, in April.
Yes.
This month.
This coming month, yes.
And so that's pretty cool. That is like and then they have, I mean, everything fiesta.
Right.
I mean, carnivals, food, food. Yeah. That's my main thing.
I think we need a road trip.
Oh, hey, yeah, let's go. Riba, riba.
All right, so we have our Todd tip coming up.
Yes.
All right, so Todd, what you got for us?
Okay, I'm going to need something for men. To tuck or to not to tuck your shirts?
You know what? So many men ask me this question. Do I tuck? Do I not tuck? When do I tuck?
You know, and quite honestly, it is a personal, it depends on, it depends.
It depends on what?
It depends on one. What is the individual going to?
Mm-hmm.
The event. Uh-huh. You know, if it's something more casual to quite during the, you know, if it's something casual, definitely you can do a little untuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends to me on your body type too, because thinner guys don't want, like myself, I don't always...
You're just trying to show your muscles, Todd.
No. What I'm saying is it depends on your body type. A lot of guys who are maybe a little husky may want to have a shirt out. And I actually like my front tucked and my back untucked.
Oh, and that's because you're special.
And that's the same thing with even your pants. You know, do you tuck them in a boot or leave them out? I like them half in, half out. It really depends on your sense of style, one, and it depends really where you're going to.
Okay.
And for something more formal, no. But you can have
Something more formal, no untuck?
No. Exactly.
Do not untuck.
No.
Okay.
For something formal, right. No. Especially at professional environment at work,
sure.
You're not going to want to wear your shirt untucked.
Yeah.
If it's like a cocktail party, yeah, you can have a nice dress shirt, whatever style it is. But to me, and you can even wear an untucked shirt with a blazer, and it still would look good. But as long as it's not a professional environment or a very high-end formal event,
mm-hmm.
Definitely tuck in those pieces. But other than that, it really depends on where you're going. But for the most part, you can do tuck out. It's just not at formal events
and
work environments, too.
Todd said it. There we go.
There you go. With a lot I said, but I said it.
There you go. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have a quick interview with...
The one and only
Felicia Rashad.
club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. Going out on our first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Come, coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Welcome back to Amazing 102.5 FM, The Joyful Life. I'm Joy Sewing with my co-host, Todd
Ramos.
There you go. Hey, Todd.
Hello.
Okay, so we know that Felicia Rashad, a Houston native, was in town this week.
The iconic.
Yes. She is performing with the Houston Symphony, narrating one of their productions. And I had an opportunity to talk with her about just her life growing up here. She has so many fond memories. Why, you know, just about everything. She talked about going to Yates High School and how she was a drum major. And so in this clip, she talks about how theater really is her place where she loves to be.
Theater is home.
Okay.
Theater is home. And my work in theater did not begin with Broadway productions. Okay. Actually began in smaller productions in community theater in Houston, Texas, as a matter of fact, at Howard University, at the Alley Theater, as a student there at the Merry-Go-Round Theater. Yeah, theater at home. Mm.
Is there, and you've also directed, are there anything, you know, projects that you want to do that you haven't gotten your hands on yet?
If there is, I don't know what it is. there's so much that has come to me, and I'm so grateful for all of it. Mm-hmm. I would be embarrassed to ask for anything.
Now, your daughter is also in acting and has been nominated for a Tony, I believe. What advice do you give to her, or do you give advice to her about the business?
I don't give advice to her. She grew up watching me. She grew up with me at work. Mm-hmm. She absorbed so much of theater and theater practice, and she understands the work, and she has an excellent work ethic. I'm really pleased with that and pleased for her. Mm-hmm. We have conversations, you know, of course. We talk about things, but I don't give her too much advice, mm-hmm. except sometimes not to be so outspoken. But that's youth, you know. Uh-huh. Young people are like that. Young people are going to tell you what they're thinking, whether you want to hear it or not.
Now, were you like that?
Yeah.
Now, do you and your sister Debbie have many conversations about your projects or business or the business of the industry and how it's evolved at all?
We talk all the time. Mm-hmm. We talk all the time. We talk about everything.
Uh-huh. And now she's on Grey's Anatomy. And
she's the producing director.
Producing director. And do you all, you know, do you think about or find ways to work together?
We have collaborated. Mm-hmm. We've collaborated on a number of projects. We did two of the Polly films with Disney TV. Mm-hmm. We did, thank you very much. We did The Old Settler, mm-hmm. with PBS. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We did Cat on a Hot Tin Roof on Broadway and in London. Mm-hmm. She was directing. So we have collaborated on... We collaborate on a few things, and we'll collaborate on a few more.
We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Don't. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel like a man.
Welcome back to The Joyful Life on Amazing 102.5 FM. We're just wrapping up an interview with Felicia Rashad. Wasn't that fantastic?
God, she's awesome.
She really is.
And coming back here.
Yeah, you know, and she stopped by her alma mater high school, Yates High School, yesterday, and surprised the kids by watching one of their productions.
I would have loved to have been a kid.
It was amazing. And she sat and talked with the children, I mean, the teens, about their craft and about how to be better, and she was just really powerful.
Well, not many people have done that, come back to Houston and pay it forward, I guess, back where they came from, to
back
the roots.
To their high school.
Yeah.
She was a drum major there. In fact, yesterday her two brothers were there, Tex Allen, who was a jazz musician, and Hugh Allen, who I knew kind of growing up, and he's a banker on the East Coast. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What did you learn from her?
Her grace. I mean, she was just very, almost regal. She was very, just like you, like, it's kind of like what we saw on the Cosby Show. But she was kind of like that. So it was just really, It was beautiful to be around. In fact, I wanted to take a picture with her.
Sounds very nurturing.
Yes, I wanted to take a picture with her, and there were people crowding her, and she's like, girl, come on in here. And she grabbed me by. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you're like, okay, whatever.
All right, next we are talking with Miss Denise Lee, who is in the studio, about, she is the founder of Anime Matsuri, which is one of the largest Japanese anime conventions in the country.
Wow.
It starts next week, this coming week.
Yes.
This coming week, when we expect about 30,000 people in Houston.
Yes, probably more than that this year. We have already reached more than 35,000 probably with our numbers that we're seeing so far.
Oh, wow. So, okay, welcome, Denise. All right,
hello.
So tell.
Hi, Todd.
Hello. You're right. Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
And she's in anime, in her anime costume. Is this Lolita?
This is Lolita fashion. Oh. And this is going to be pretty much presented also all over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And lots of costumes that you're going to be seeing throughout the weekend. So please, please come by. It's going to be an amazing event this year.
Okay, so tell us, for someone who does not know, what is Japanese anime?
Japanese anime is Japanese animation, and basically it's Japanese cartoons. But it's not necessarily just about cartoons. It's about how you create the anime. There's a huge industry in Japan, as you know. And over here, with a manga, which is comics here, mm-hmm. And creating animation and movies from this. Mm-hmm. And you see that a lot now.
Like Comic-Con?
like Marvel and DC, they create from the concept of, you know, manga, comic, and creating it into life. So that's pretty much what it is from Japan. They start reading books, they create it into animation, and create it into even live movies. So,
wow.
And so people come to your convention and they dress up like the characters they've read in comics?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's basically a Japanese Comic-Con. Lots of characters all over the weekend. Probably 80% of our attendees, yes, dress up all throughout the weekend. Sometimes they change 3 times a day. Ghost in the Shell, for example, that movie from
premiered last night.
Yes, I'm going to be watching it this weekend.
Scarlett Johansson. Yes,
and that's an anime. That's a Japanese animation, and so it derived from Japan.
Oh wow!
So it's there's a lot of influence that you're going to be seeing probably in the movies more so because of anime.
Why is it such a big deal in the country, in the U.S., I guess?
I think it's a big deal because of movies. And, of course, nowadays, internet and, you know, radio can pretty much influence the way anime is showing and read or seen. So I believe that it had a lot to do with, social media, internet boom, and also movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's gaining momentum still. So I believe it's not, it used to be very underground, mm-hmm. actually, but now it's not. I guess maybe due to the fact that, you know, we're all okay with nerds, right?
it's okay to be nerdy.
Things. And so I love that too, because I mean, I'm a huge fan from, you know, 30 years ago,
uh-huh.
believe it or not. And anime has been around for 50 plus years, so it's just gaining momentum here in the recent decade.
What made you get into all of it?
Oh, my gosh. For the first time I went to Japan in 2004, it was mind-blowing because my husband and I just pretty much, back then we weren't married yet, but it was the culture shock, and we just loved everything that we saw. It was so colorful. It was so vibrant, and the culture itself is so respectful and honorable in so many ways, and we wanted to bring that aspect of the culture here and just to see, showcase what it's like in Japan,
mm-hmm.
in Houston.
Now, people may wonder, are you Japanese?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm actually Vietnamese. Many even Asians think that I'm Japanese, and they start speaking to me in Japanese. But I get that a lot, actually. So it's because I guess I'm in the industry.
Uh-huh. Now, you're celebrating 10 years this year.
Actually, we're celebrating 11 years, but 10 years of fashion,
uh-huh.
and 10 years of Club AM. We talked about that earlier.
Yay.
And we even have a Japanese-style car show.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So what is a Japanese car
style show
look like?
Yeah, so it's basically an exhibition, and they decorate their vehicles and modify their vehicles in Japanese style, you know, anime style.
Wow.
So you can have characters on your car, you can change your engine around, you can change your you know, hood, your wheels, and there's a huge exhibition for it.
Like a Ghost in the Shell.
Exactly.
Lowrider car.
Exactly. You can't believe the things you see until you see it on the road of Japan. And in Europe, too, they decorate their vehicles in Japanese style.
Do they get crazy, you know, like... The Latin community has like lowrider cars.
Exactly.
How they go?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it stuff like that?
Exactly.
That, where they bounce and
oh yeah, they do that too.
Glow in the
glow
black
in the
knot
dark.
Lights
yeah,
and all that.
You're gonna see about 100 vehicles in this exhibit hall.
What's the craziest thing you've seen the cars do?
Probably lift, and then really loud, and they even have aquariums in their vehicles.
Wow.
Yes.
You got Nemo in the back seat.
Wow.
Exactly. So that's probably one of the craziest things I've ever seen, was a real live huge aquarium converted in the back seat.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about your look today. Yes. How long did it take you to put it together, and how much does something like this cost?
Okay, so I'm wearing Japanese fashion, Metamorphos in particular. It's a brand that we're going to feature as our fashion show. But this probably took me about 30 minutes to get ready.
Oh, that's because you're an expert.
Yes. It maybe takes you about 45 minutes to an hour, if you know. And I dress up in many different styles, but I have a wig on today. I probably have about 100 wigs, I think.
Whoa.
Wow.
So it takes me, it depends on if I have like what I want to wear, it'll take me really. Really fast.
I bet your husband likes that.
Oh yeah.
Hello, you got like a different character.
I never thought of that. Actually, he does enjoy this fashion too.
But he dresses up as well.
Yes, he doesn't go wearing fashion as well.
And vice versa. Yes. You can appreciate his different characters.
Yes, exactly. So, but it's this outfit costs about $300 head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's like a nice dress. Mm-hmm. And it's really fancy. It's, you know, lots of...
Because it has like petticoats and everything underneath it.
So do you have costumed contests?
Yes, we do. So we throughout the weekend, we have so many different events. There's going to be fashion show, of course.
Tell me about the fashion show.
So the fashion show was 10 years and set 9 o'clock on April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We had so many panels and workshops and events, even concerts, mm-hmm. and a costume contest on Saturday. It's huge. We have people from all over watch it. It's over 6,000 people just watching the cosplay contest.
What do they win?
They win like $2,800.
Whoa! Hey! Let's go, Joy!
You're dressing up, aren't you?
I'm like, I want to be a superhero.
Yes! All kinds of characters all weekend.
Okay, so... One thing that I found interesting, because I've been the last couple of years, that it's not just Asian people who are dressing up.
No.
It's majority non-Asians.
Non-Asian,
right?
Funny enough.
And there, some girls of color there.
Yes, there's our demographic is quite diverse. And we have, I want to say, it's still 50-50 with females and males. Mm-hmm. But average age is 25 years old.
Wow. Whoa.
So young professionals.
I was thinking kids.
No. They're adults. These
yes,
are grown
yes.
Yeah.
And people... like to be out of character for that weekend, mm-hmm. and you know, be in their fantasy character. But what was that initial question that you had?
Oh, about the diversity.
Yes, diversity. So
that there's not just Asian.
No, not Asian. I think in general, Asian number is about 25%.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, that's so shattered what I thought.
Indian, you know, African American, you know, Caucasian, all kinds.
Well, why not? I mean, animes can be for anybody.
Yeah, and we are in the most diverse city in the world.
Especially.
So it is amazing to see all
the diversity. Okay, so real quickly, for someone who wants to find out details about the convention and how much it costs, what tell us some information?
You can go on animenotsuri.com. That's A-N-I-M-E. MATSURI.com, and we're on Facebook. You can search us on Google, mm-hmm. and be on our social media and follow us. But it's amazing next week, actually.
Okay,
oh my God, it's here.
And it starts what day?
April 7th.
April 7th
tonight.
Is Friday.
Yes, at the George R. Brown Convention Center, and we're taking up like 90% of the space at the George R. Brown. So it's a huge year for us.
Wow. I don't know of any other that's taken except maybe a
Yeah, yeah. The Super Bowl took, you know, I think the quilt show, like, is November,
right.
Takes the whole thing. But not many events take 90% of it.
Boy, wow. to have a camera downtown next week.
Oh, yes. Must do. And it's huge.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Stop looking for love, girl. Young, you still got time. Girl, young, you still got time. Girl, young, you still got. Just stop looking for love. You still got time. Girl, young, you still got time. Girl, young, you still got time. This could be something if you let it be something. Don't scare me away. Turn something's into nothing, babe. You're already used to the games, babe. Magic, and I know you dig in my fabric. I'm boyfriend material. You said to yourself, you dig in me. And I realized I never said it wasn't equally. A feeling that we both feel, something that is so real. But I got to let you know, slowly. But yeah, baby, truthfully, we just gotta stop looking for it. Give it to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't give it to me, play by play. I can tell you've been bored all day. Cause you're young and you still got time. Don't waste your time. Oh, it's in a way, yeah. And I'm gonna miss it, yeah, yeah. That smile gonna take you places. And I know you wanna see some blazes. Just stop looking for love. Girl, you know you still got time. Girl, you know you still got time. Girl, you know you still got. Just stop looking for love. I can tell you've been bored all day. Cause you're young, you still got time. Don't waste your time. We'll be wasting away, oh yeah. It don't matter what you say, yeah, yeah. And that smile gonna take you places. And I know you wanna see some places. Stop looking for love. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got. Just stop looking for love. You still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time.
Midtown Houston is a proud sponsor of The Joyful Life. The Midtown Parks Conservancy hosts free monthly events at Bagby Park, located at 415 Gray Street in Midtown. Join us every first Friday for the Midtown Wind Down, a happy hour series from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. featuring live music, lawn games, giveaways, and happy hour specials provided by Rico's Morning, Noon, and Night. Every second Saturday from 12:30 to 2 p.m. is Live at Lunch, featuring local talents, theater performances, live music, and more. If you are looking for ways to get healthier, join us for free fitness series Midtown in Motion every second and fourth Saturday morning with workouts at 9:30 and yoga at 10:30. And for you dog lovers, come mingle at our Yappy Hour every fourth Friday, 4:30 to 6:30 in the dog park, and enjoy happy hour specials while your pets enjoy some fun playtime. For more information, go to MidtownHouston.com.
All right, guys, welcome back. We have two tickets to give away for this anime convention next week.
Anime Matsuri.
Matsuri. And you just need to call me at 832-685-1025 to claim your ticket.
I know. And so we were talking with Denise Lee, who's the founder of Anime Matsuri. Tell us a little bit more about what else we're going to see.
Oh, my gosh. So next weekend, there's lots to see and do. We have lots of events, concerts, fashion show, like I said, the costume contest. And the mayor is actually coming also.
Is he going to dress up?
I hope so. If not, to give him something to wear.
Exactly. I can see him already styling in his, you know.
Yeah, yes. Lolita costume. Yeah.
That would be quite a scene. But he's coming on April 7th for our ribbon cutting at 11:30 a.m. And we're very excited to have him. And he's even proclaiming Anime Matsuri Day.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, again, what is the website for people who
AnimeMatsuri.com. And I hope you guys get to... you know, watch and see even around town all the characters that you're going to be seeing, and Sailor Moon musical for the first time in
be a great documentary.
Yeah,
yes. So please come.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Denise, for coming. We are so excited. You know, I can't wait to go down there.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, fashion show.
All right. All right. Well, we also said that we're going to have Miss Erica Mollett. She's on the phone. She's from Dallas. And she has started Conscious Couture, which is a wonderful resale event where she celebrates women in the community. And it's all to raise charity. She's going to have it here in Houston at City Center on Saturday. And it's to raise money against the fight against human trafficking. So I think Erica's on the line.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hello, Todd. Hello, Joy.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited to be on your show.
Okay, tell us a bit about the event. What is Conscious Couture Resale Exchange?
Yes. Well, you know, Conscious Couture, what we do is we combine the access to deeply discounted luxury items from the closets of fashion icons. We also showcase designers, whether they're young, new designers, or they're established designers who come out and do sample sales of some of their most recent runway designs, as well as consignment boutiques from Austin, Houston, and Dallas that come out and give you all the Hermes and the Gucci and the Louboutin that you can handle.
You got my attention.
Yes, yes. And then we use a portion of our proceeds to fight human trafficking.
Okay, so...
Which is much needed.
Exactly, especially in Houston.
We're the number one in the United States for human trafficking.
No,
unfortunately.
Yes. Okay, so the event is next Saturday. Tell us the time, place, everything.
So it's at City Center. They're actually our title partner, so we're so excited to be able to be there in their City Center 5 building, which is one of their high-rise office buildings, 10 floors, 25,000 square feet of nothing but beautiful windows and view, from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
From 10 to 11, if you have a VIP ticket, then you have access and first dibs to all of the items. You also get brunch from Eddie V's and Mimosas and Deep Eddie's new orange vodka. And so from 11 to 3:30, we'll also have our panels. Oh, I forgot to mention, Chastity Surreal will be doing a private fashion show for our VIP audience.
Oh,
nice.
Hello.
Okay, so who are some of the women that are part of this, Houston women who are part of this?
Yes. So, you know, we have style bosses, and those are women that we recognize for their contributions in fashion and business and sports and philanthropy. And Miss Joy Sewing is one of our style boss honorees.
Woo!
We're excited. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we really think there's a perfect tie-in between fashion and our style bosses and the fight for freedom, because you guys use your freedom to really express yourself in some ways that inspire all the rest of us ladies. And so our style bosses this year are Chloe and Sydney Dow,
yes.
Yvonne Guidry,
Diva,
Annika Jackson, yes, Annika Jackson, Teresa Romer, who we all know is known for having the largest closet in the world, and she'll be bringing that closet to our event. Natasha Hastings, the Olympic runner, and then, of course, Miss Joy.
Oh, wow.
What an awesome lineup. What a great idea,
It is a great idea. And so how much are the tickets?
So the general admission tickets are $50 and VIP tickets are $75.
Mm-hmm.
But for your audience, we are actually providing a 10% discount. And so all they need to do is CC Girl. CC Girl is the discount code. Mm-hmm. And when they go to ConsciousCouture.net, they can enter that and they'll get a discount.
Oh, fantastic. We like that.
Yay. Thanks for bringing it here.
Well, Erica, yes. I look forward to meeting you in person and being at the event next Saturday after the show.
Okay.
Yes, we can't wait. We'll see you guys soon. We hope to see all of you.
Okay, good. Again,
thank you.
Conscious Couture Resale event next weekend here in Houston on Saturday.
Awesome cause.
Thank you. All right. So it's been a great show, huh?
Yes. Oh, my God.
We packed a lot in here.
God, we went all over the place. I love this anime. I want to see these costumes. So anyway.
Okay. So I wanted to start something new on the show, and it's called the Joyful Award.
I like the Joyful Award.
Okay, so basically it's for anybody, celebrity, somebody who's made headline news about bringing joy to someone.
And to be acknowledged.
wearing out that applause today.
Hey, you know what? We got budget.
All right. So our first Joyful Award is going to Dennis Esteban. He is a Florida high school student who created a new student group called We Dine Together. And so that no student in a school eats alone. He immigrated to the U.S. from Haiti and when he was in first grade, and he remembers what it felt like to be isolated and lonely at school. No one would sit with him.
Oh, God.
And so basically what he does is he created this little group with the help of an English teacher, and they go around finding students who are sitting by themselves alone and sit and talk with them and find out who they are and, you know, break bread with them. And
What a great idea.
And in fact, he hopes to start We Dine Alone chapters around the country. And the hashtag is We Dine Alone. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. Congratulations,
Our
Dennis.
First Joyful Award to Dennis Esteban.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You're making a difference.
Exactly.
Making
and
a difference.
Spreading joy.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we're all about here, too.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Congratulations, mister.
So what's going on this week?
Well,
besides Anime Matsuri, what else you got going on? Oh, the auto show is happening.
Oh, hey. Auto shows,
I'm
cars.
Shopping for a car. So anybody know a good deal, let me know. You know, I haven't bought a car in a long time. It's, you know.
And it's an effort, too.
It is. It's a lot of work.
Yes, and picking, and there's so much to look at and what to look for.
So Mr. Todd over here has agreed to go car shopping with me.
Yes, I'm going. And she's including a couple of drinks in that.
Yes. So we'll have to keep you posted on how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Tune in.
What else do you have going on?
Oh, my goodness. Where are we this week? My God, we're in April now.
Yes. Oh, you know what? It's April Fool's.
April Fool's.
I didn't have a joke.
I didn't either. It just snuck up on me.
It
snuck on me. Actually, I got a little punked because somebody said they were getting engaged. And then everyone's like,
it's April Fool's. Yeah.
And so, they didn't psych me out.
I'm bad with jokes. I don't do that.
I used to get into it, but now I've just been, you know, I'm so busy that, it's April 1st. And it's like, okay, you think of those when you're younger or when you're inebriated.
I don't have time to play jokes.
But April's full of events. We got lots of fashion shows, events coming up, and, you know, fundraising. You know, we're number one in Houston for fundraising. And so 'tis the season, and my God, and then Easter.
Yeah, and then we have Easter.
So.
And we still have those tickets?
Yes.
For Anime Matsuri?
And you just need to call 832-685-1025.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, if you don't call, we're taking those tickets.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to work that runway.
Exactly.
And then till 4 in the morning dance. Hello.
Exactly. All right. So coming up today, we have...
The Dave Cause Show. Mm-hmm. We're going to have right after us from 1 to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Then the Jonathan Sprinkle Show from 5 to 6 p.m. And the Gossiping Heifers. Hello, ladies. 6 to 7.
There you go. All right. So meet us right back here next Saturday from 12 to 1 p.m. The Joyful Life with Joy Sewing and Todd Ramos right here on Amazing 102.5 FM. Have a joyful week.
Joyful life.
and fold. I'm